All right. No, it's okay. He's late. All right. So we are, today is Daf Tzadi Zayin. We are on Daf Tzadi Bavel Beis by the Gemara, by Omer Shmuel. So just remember, the Mishnah had said, right, the Mishnah said that if a someone doesn't remove the gid and cooks the gid, the yerech, with the gid hanasha inside, so then the whole issue would be no Saint Tam. If the gid is no Saint Tam in the yerech, it's asur. If it's not no Saint Tam, it's mutter. Hold to do. What if you hold that in the gid no Saint Tam? So either you're talking about the gid itself, we're talking about the shuman around the gid. Okay, fine. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel's going to say that there's a distinction now between whether you cook it or you roast it. Because right? When you cook it, you're cooking it in juices. You're roasting it, it's just a dry flame. So Amar Shmuel, lo shanu, when the Mishnah states that the thigh that is cooked along with the gid hanasha, and then the gid hanasha gives the tam into the thigh, it's usher, it's elosh and it's bashel hagid. That is only if the gid is cooked. Everything is cooked together. Aval nitzlaba, but if it's roasted, if nitzlaba kolif, then all you can, well, you have no problems. What you can do is you can peel away from the flesh of the yerech until you get to the gid, and you can eat that because you're not concerned about no Saint Tam necessarily when it comes to the roasting. But when you get to a certain point, then you have to stop. Machlokas Rishonim, wherever you get to a certain point, then you have to stop because then you're concerned you're getting too close to the gid anasha. Rashi says, "Aval nitzla imo nitzmes betocho ve'enu mifafeya v'yotze b'basar." When you roast it, somehow it doesn't, because it's not being cooked, it's being roasted. The gid or the taste of the gid doesn't float around; it stays stationary, and then it doesn't go to the basar. So therefore, kol efa ochel, meaning klomar chotech elyon ve'ochel ad shemagi legid. You can peel away until you get to the gid, and everything you peel away, you can eat. Tosos points out in Acha Megil again, he says, Lav Dafka Acha Megil again Mamish. It's not really until you get all the way down to the Gid. Like Sarah Shania Kide Klipa Samukla Gid. You have to take off a Klipa. So there's some, and others say, Vafilu Kide Natila Sarah Shania. Or you have to do a Natila. Klipa means it's like sort of like the last peel before you get to that point. And Natila means like you leave a finger with length, width amount, which is a little larger than a klipa. So the tila is a little larger. Okay, so Sumer then asks, Aini, is it true that when you roast, when you do tzli, the iser object doesn't get dispersed amongst the heter object? And therefore, you should have an issue of no Saint Tam. Aini, is that really true? V'ha amar Rav Huna, didn't Rav Huna say, gidi, so you have this sheep, whatever, shelo she tzlo'o b'chelbo. So that you roasted it with its fat. Rashi says, "Bechalbos and no lo nato chelav akloyos." You didn't take off, you didn't peel away the fats, and you roast it together. So according to what you just said, roasting doesn't have an impact of bringing the taste from the usher object into the normal heter object. But here the Brisa says, "Usher leechol afilu merosh ozno." You can't eat any part of the gedi, of the gedi, even up to its ears. Not after the ears, Rashi says, "Ain't sham chelav." We know there is no chelav by the ears. Nevertheless, Alma Pashit Yisuro Bikulei. We're concerned that the chelev, now that it was roasted, the chelev spread around all over. You just told me by roasting, we're not concerned. Again, we say roasting, we are concerned. So Gemara says, makes a distinction. Gemara says, Shani chelev, fat is different, Dimifafeya. Chelev is different because chelev can go around. Chelev, when it's roasted, that, spreads around the animal, as opposed to the gid hanasha, which is not mifafeya and doesn't spread around. Therefore, by roasting by the gid hanasha, the yerech gid hanasha, we're not concerned about no Saint Tam. Therefore, just do kole for netila. When it comes to the fats, then they have a problem because you're saying it's all the way around. The thing will be usher if it's no Saint Tam, if it's a 60-to-1 ratio throughout. Fine. Tosos shani chedim mifafeya. On the left side on Tzadi Zayin, he says, Im Tomar, a couple lines in, Im Kain, if we're saying that Chilev, disperses around, Im Kain b'masnisin, ikashuma hagid t'mifafeya. Well, when it comes to the Gid HaNasha, there are these fats around the Gid HaNasha. The fat around the Gid HaNasha, you just say now, Chilev, Shuman, fats, they spread around. So even if I'm roasting the Gid HaNasha, the Shuman Gid HaNasha should be spreading around and become Aser. Right, but Im Tomar, Im Kain b'masnisin, ikashuma hagid t'mifafeya. But filu nitzla, nami litzar kule. So even if it's roasting, everything should become usher. So two answers. Veneer l'arbeinu tam, number one, d'sham no shogid, ain't mifafeya. Rabbi Yonatan says simply, just the shuman around the gid is different than other types of chaylev in the animal. The shuman around the gid is not so powerful, and it doesn't disperse around when roasted. Rav first came the shuman agid v'harav Rav Moshe mifarish. He the second answer. Kevan the shuman agid will mitzar el midorabanan. Shuman agid is only asher midorabanan. Well, it's shuman. Shuman is mutter. Chaylev is asher. But the shuman around the gid in Asher is asher only midorabanan. The gazu bay atu hagid. So they made a gezera. Don't eat the shuman agid because you don't want you to come to eat the gid itself because you're getting too close. Right, the gazu be elamid rabbanan. The gazu be atu gid. So kishein hagid oser gam bo lo hichmiru. So it's only usher agav the gid. But if you're in a situation like you are now, where the gid itself doesn't create any isser because we're roasting, we're not going to say the shuman is going to be more chomer than the gid itself because the shuman is going to be usher because of the gid. Right, he says elamid rabbanan. The gazu be atu gid kishein hagid oser gam bo lo hichmiru. Ulufeiru show according to what he's saying. Lamanda kai melanda imigid no santam. According to the one who says that is machlokas whether gidim actually give taste, gidim no santam or not no santam. According to my number says they don't give taste. Afilu nizbashel. So even if you would cook, not even roast, if you would cook it, lo oser the shuman wouldn't make the thigh oser. Kemosha ain't a gid oser because the gid itself is only oser probably midarabanan. So then the shuman itself wouldn't make it with cooking. So if you hold a gid has the power to give tam, so then the shuman will not make it usher by roasting. If you hold that the gid doesn't even give tam at all, then the shuman wouldn't even need usher by cooking. Right? But that's the difference between the chaylev and the shuman a gid. Fine. So then the Gemara asks, ubik chaylev usher? Is it really true? Is it really true that chaylev, if you roast with chaylev, it makes the animal, the whole project, the whole pot usher, right? Is that true? That chaylev is mifafeya, it goes all around. Chaylev usher, v'ha'amar rabba barachana, uvdahava kamedo of Yochanan. There was a mice that took place where Rabbi Yochanan, other gears will say, base kinishta de ma'on, in a shul of ma'on, bigdi, he had this gidi, shetzla'o b'chelbo, that they roasted this gidi with his chaylev, they didn't take it out. V'asu v'shailu l'Rabbi Yochanan, and they went and they asked Rabbi Yochanan, what's the story with this gedi? Are you allowed to eat it or not? V'amar, and he says to them, kolei v'ochel ad shemegi l'chelpo. No problem, just peel away, you eat the top layer until you get to the chelev. It's mutter to peel away and eat the meat of the gedi until I get to the chelev, and then you toss it. But, so see here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even basar that's roasted with its fat, it's mutter b'achilo. How did Gemara just say before that if you roasted it with its fat, it's usher even up to the ears, completely usher. So what's going on? So three answers. Number one, hahu kochush have. This was lean, right? It was very lean. Rashi, was I mean very lean? That the I guess either the animal was lean or the fat was very lean, and therefore it wasn't strong enough to spread around. But when the chaylev is really, when the fat is fat, right? Then it even by roasting. Who makes the determination what's lean or not? You've got to ask a shayla, I guess. But if it's lean, it doesn't mefafeya. If it isn't, if it's not lean, meaning it's fat, then it is mefafeya. Tosos points out, ahu kachosh, first wider line, mefarish mei mutam, kachosh havei, ulekach shari, the chelev kachosh ein mefafeya. So he says the fat itself was what was lean. But oji shlomer kachosh hava, meaning that the animal was very lean, there wasn't any chaylev really in the animal itself, and the chaylev itself became butta with everything else that came around. Okay, machlok is what the kachlush is. That's answer number one. Answer number two, again, we have a steer as to whether or not if you roast something with its fats, are the fats mefafeya to make the rest of the animal asr. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, no, the case with Rav Yochanan wasn't a case of, change the case, wasn't a case where the gedi was roasted with its fats. Ella, it was Kulya b'chelbo hava v'sharia. The case was, it was not the whole thing, it was the kidneys. The kidneys itself were roasted with the fat around the kidney. Rashi says, mishum de mafsik karma. There's this little film around the kidney that may protect it from its fats on the outside. So if that's roasted, the fats from the outside don't penetrate into the kidney itself. Right, that's what it says. So Rav Yochanan was mocked with that because the kulya has this film around it. This film is the chatzitza between the kliya and the chaylev, and it prevents the chalev from going inside. But in a place where there's no chatzitza between the chalev and the fat, then even if you roasted it, then the chalev will have impact and will make everything aser. So that's answer number two. Right? Answer number one was kachush. Answer number two is kulya. Answer number three, Ravin bar Rav Ada Amar, it had nothing to do with the gedi at all. Wrong case. It's kilchis beilpis hava. What's kilchis beilpis hava? Rashi says, sheketz dog katanim. You had these small little fish that are tameh, that are aser b'achila, that got cooked with pieces of meat that are mutter b'achila. So that's what you had. You had these little pieces of fish, maybe these anchovies. That sounds like the Worcestershire sauce issue. You had these little pieces of sauce, of fish, in the meat. Right? Small fish cooked in the meat. The asu shaye l'ravuna. So they went to Rav Yochanan. They asked Rav Yochanan, what can you do? The amr lehu, and his answer was, not that it's mutter, change the whole case, his answer was, amr lehu, litime kefela arma'a. What you have to do is you have to find a non-kosher, a non-Jewish professional,
chef.
Right, have a professional chef, and let him taste it. Rashi says, nachtum ovi kachovim, a non-Jewish chef. The ashmu'unin, and we see from here, the mutter l'smocha lav l'fitumo. You have to only ask him, according to Rashi, in a way that it's in his innocence. And he doesn't know, right, v'lo yodi'ehu shetzrichim l'davir isra heter. He can't know that you're asking him a question and you're going to be relying on him for whether it's something's mutter or whether something's asr. It has to be l'fitumo. What? She has to be an expert. So he says, anachtum over chum, he says a kvela. Has to be an expert. Tosos argues, and Tosos says, yeah, it has to be an expert, but you don't need lefeitumo. Because if it's an expert, then he has his reputation that he's dealing with. Right? He says, Rashi says, so he's a kvela, the afogav the over chum, even though he's a goy, keva de kvelahu, but since he's an expert, lo mishaker, he's not going to lie, he's going to tell you the truth, shalo yafsir unaso. Because he's going to say, I don't taste anything. And then you're going to taste it, and you're going to spit it out because it has a taste. And no one's going to rely on this guy. What type of chef can't taste it, figure out what the taste is? You know, what type of good boy in a shtiebel can't know the difference between 18-year-old scotch and 20-year-old scotch? He's a professional. He needs to know. So that's what he says. So over here, I mean, there's a whole back and forth about the Worcestershire sauce that they have. Because it has these little anchovies and stuff that are inside the sauce. So some of them say OU, and they don't mention the fish. And some of them say OU fish. So there's a whole to do as to which one, the OU has on the Dafa Kesher. They have a whole to do about what the difference is. Some say OU fish, some say don't say OU fish. The ones that say OU and don't say OU and don't say OU fish, so they're gonna be bittul, and then there's a whole to do also. How can you have it to begin with? Because it's a danger to eat fish with meat. So some say that there's a mug-in of rum that says it doesn't apply anymore. So you add that and somich on that as well. But if there isn't bittul, then it says you fish and you can't pour it on because there's a machlokas as to whether more right here. And we're showing to ask why they're only concerned about bittul. Why aren't they concerned about the idea that you can't have the fish with the meat? So. What? Who did? I didn't do it. That's another shiloh. No, but I didn't do it. Someone else did it.
That the most expert chef cannot taste the anchovies.
What? Okay, whatever.
The actual anchovy taste, you cannot taste.
Okay. So the idea with that, the fish is they say sometimes there's a machlokas. Either mug and a rum says it doesn't apply nowadays. Does it even apply to? Does it apply to non-kosher fish? There's a sheet that says that it doesn't apply to non-kosher fish. And here we're dealing with the case where it's non-kosher fish. Okay. Just a marmok. I don't know. What's the problem?
Can the Worcestershire sauce be kosher?
Does it have chametz in it?
I don't know.
So then, if it has chametz in it, then it's not kosher l'pesach. If it doesn't have chametz in it, then it's kosher l'pesach.
If it doesn't have chametz in it, it's kosher l'pesach.
Does not. No. If it has, what is it? Is it chametz or not? I don't know.
We had a whole
shabbat
with no pesach. We were in a restaurant.
Right.
And they served us Worcestershire.
Right.
I said, I don't think it's kosher, the Pesach.
Why not?
Doesn't have anything on there.
So that's it. Okay, so that's a separate shayla. Does it have chametz? Does it not have chametz? I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with kitzos. There's a different problem.
So I trafed the whole restaurant.
You should have gotten your meal for free. That would be much better.
No, they threw me out.
Okay. I'm a Rava.
Smart people.
Rava says...
I'll let you in.
I'm a Rava. Rava says, Meirish, originally, Havak Akashli. Originally, I had a shayla. I didn't understand. Before I heard the psak, of Yochanan, that you can give to the skfeila to taste. So Meirish Havak Akashli. I had a shayla. Had a tanya with the following brisa. The brisa said, Kedera should bishul b'basar lo yivashul b'cholav. If I have a pot that I just cooked meat in, I cannot cook milk in. Because of the bishul, the meats, the taste in the meat of the pot, in the pot's going to come out, and when I'm mevashel the cholov inside, it's the polate, the tom's going to come out, and I'm going to make basar b'cholav. The im bishel, but if and I was mevashel it, then it's no same tom. So but then I ended up being mevashel by mistake, so then it's not usher right away. You have to see, you have to make a sheet. Is it no same tom? If there's one, which we determine is 60 to 1 to make that no same tom. And truma, when it comes to truma, lo yivashel b'chulin. I had a pot that truma was cooked in, and then I shouldn't put chulin in it, because if I'm worried to cook chulin, then the truma is going to come into the chulin, and I'm going to have a problem of not being able to eat it. The im bishel, but if I didn't listen or made a mistake and I ended up b'dieved cooking in it, then it's been no same time. If there's no same time of the truma into the chulin, then it's aser. If there's not, then it's mutter. So now, how do I know? So bishlum or truma, when it comes to truma, you know what to do. Toyim lekohen, let a kohen taste it, because mimanasach is fine. If it's truma taste, he's a kohen, he can have it. Right. If it's not truma, he's a kohen, he can have it. And if there's not truma, he tells me there's no taste of the truma, then I can have it as well, because he can taste it. Ela basar b'cholav mantoimlei. But who's going to tell me, who's going to risk tasting the pot that the cook basar b'cholav in? So he says, but hashta, the Amr Rabbi Yochanan, samchina kfeila arama. Now that Rabbi Yochanan made this psak, that when it comes to the case of the fish, with the small fish in the meat, you can give it to a kfeila and he can taste it. So too here, by the basar of b'cholav, samchina kfeila arama, we can give it to a kfeila. The Ramah paskins, but we do not somech on a kfeila anymore. Okay, just letting you know, that's the Ramah paskins in Yerodea. We don't paskin. We don't somech on a kfeila anymore. We do shisha. Okay.
What do we do?
Shisha. Right. Based on shisha. Okay. So now we learned. Okay. Amarava, part of my chutzpah, it's de Amarava or Amarava. We're just going to take out the dalet and say Amarava. Rava says, Amarabana b'tayma. There's some places where the Chachamim said that the shiur to determine whether or not something is mutter or not is b'tam, which is b'nosein tam. The Amarabana b'kfeila. Some places the Rabbanan say you have to ask the kfeila. The Amarabana b'shishim, and some say it's 60. What's 60? What's going on? So Hilchach, therefore, if you have a mixture of min b'she'eno mino, two non-similar items. We're going to figure out this machlokas, big machlokas, Ramon Shach, but how you figure out min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. But let's just say that there are two things that have a different taste, that are min b'she'eno mino, it's chicken and meat, or it's something that doesn't have, that's not the same, right? The hetera, that both are mutter, meaning that it's not, right, they're both mutter by themselves. It's not truma, it's not something basar b'chalav, but just two items that are mutter. Most likely, it's one thing's basar, one thing's chalav. The hetera. So the case would be, it's the hetera. So therefore, you do that betayma. Therefore, someone can eat it. What's that? That's the case of the chulin and the truma and the chulin. Because there's an individual around who's allowed to eat this. So he's allowed to eat this. How do you determine whether the taste transfer or not? You gave it to the taste, it's betayma. He can taste it. That was our case before. Di isura, if it's a mixture of iser, let's say two things from two items, something's going to be usser, it's going to be a non-kosher, a nevela with something else, and no one can eat it. So then, b'kvela. Then you have to give it to the kvela to taste it. Now, if it's min b'mino, if it's the same item, meaning it's two pieces of meat, two hot dogs, or whatever it is, that taste exactly the same, right, then you have a problem, because you can't taste it, even if it's heter for sure or not, if it's usser, no one can taste it, because even if you give it to somebody who's allowed to eat it, they're not going to be able to determine the taste. It's the same item. One just has to be kosher, one happens not to be kosher. So just by tasting it itself, you're not going to know. So then what do you do? So there, the lekem, the mekem, a taima. You can't determine based on taste. Inami mimish ino de isur veleka kvela. Or you're in shul, and there's no kvela, you don't have the professional taster, Guy Ferrari, he's not around to taste the dish. What are you supposed to do? Then b'shishim. Then you have to make the determination about shishim, whether or not there is 60 to 1 heter to the iser. If there's 60, the ratio is 60 to 1 heter to the iser, then it's batel, and you're good to go. Fine. So now, The Gemara goes like this: Hanu at Ma'asa the Imlichu be Reish Galusa the Gidaya Nashaya. Okay, so you had these thighs, and I think it's a thighs. These thighs, because there are other ways to prepare food. We already discussed cooking, which is basically boiling. We discussed roasting. And now this here called this heavy salting, which is melicha, not just putting salt, but heavy salting. There's also kavush, which is soaking or pickling. There's a different ways that you can prepare the food. So here we had hanu amtaha, these thighs, the imlichu be rish galusa begidin nashe, that were heavily in the house of rish galusa, they heavily salted, that they prepared it by this heavy salting with the gidin nashe inside. Right, the gidin nashe is inside. Ravina asur. Ravina says they're usher because the gid or the shuman gid now comes into it. Rav Acha Barav, take out Ashi, Rav Acha Barav, Shari, said it's mutter. You can eat it. But not for b'di'evet, right? That's only b'di'evet. With chil, you got to remove the gid and usher. Fine. So Asu Shailei Mar Bar Rav Ashi. So they asked Mar Bar, where's Rav Ashi? They came to ask Mar Bar Rav Ashi, what's the story? So Amar Luhu, he said, Avo Shari. My father, meaning Rav Ashi, says that it's mutter. Okay? It's mutter. So Amar Le Rav Acha Bar Rav Ravina. So now they ask Ravina, why did you say it was Asr? Right? The Pesach was his mutter. We need to know the dissenting opinion. So Amar Le Rav Acha Bar Ravina, my daitach. What is your reasoning to say that these thighs are Asr Miachila? Right? Rashi says, the Asar Tilei. Maybe say that it's like Shmuel, right? Maybe the Amar Shmuel or Shmuel says Meliach Harei Kiroseach, heavy salting equals roasting. The Kavush, Rashi's Kavush is pickling, right? Kavush is Bechomet, Vitavlin. The Kavush Ben Isser Beheter Yachad Shulinir Blaz. He says Kavush Harei Kemavushel. That Kavush is like Mavushel. So you think here that the salting is like roasting, and when the salting, when we came to the roasting, we said the fat doesn't go around. Like the fat doesn't go around, therefore you. But they say salt is like roasting, and therefore you say it's usher. But Hamar Shmuel lo shanu elosh and his bashel ba. But Shmuel said that it only becomes usher if it's cooked. If it's roasting, and you're saying salting is like roasting, then it shouldn't be usher. You should be able to just, like we said before, eat. You know, pluck away, peel away at it until you get to the gid, right? Aval, he says, Hamar Shmuel lo shanu elosh and his bashel ba. Aval mitzla ba kolef ochel asher megila gid. So he says, no, b'chi tema kiroseach de ka'amar kiroseach de mevushol, maybe you thought that when Shmuel says meliach harei kiroseach, you're translating roseach as bishol, and therefore meliach equals bishol, and just like if you cooked the gid and nasha with the thigh, it's usher with no same time, or the shuman, so too if you salt it, that can't be, b'ha de ka'amar kavosh harei kiroseach, Michal de Roseach de Tzli Kamar. No. Because Shmuel says two things. He says, Meliach Kiroseach and Kavush Kavishal. So Kavush is like Vishal. Meliach is something else. Meliach is not like Vishal, it's like Roseach. Roseach is like roasting. So therefore, Meliach is like roasting. When it came to roasting, Shmuel held that if you roasted, again, there's a little bit of the oven, if you roasted the thigh with the Gid Anasha, you can just peel it off until you get to the Gid Anasha, and it'll be mutter. So why are you asering it? The Gemara says, Kasha. You're right, Enoch Hanami, it's a Kasha. And that's why I guess we don't paskin like him. That's what paskin like, that say that in these cases with the heavy salting, the salting is considered like roseach, like roasting, and therefore the same halachas like roasting apply, and you can do this klipo or this netila until you get to the point where it's asa. Okay.
The Rosh Galusa is what?
The Rosh Galusa was the head, the exilarch.
Yeah, it was what?
Of the Golus.
So what was he like, the president?
The governor.
He was
the governor. So he wasn't
the,
that's why they asked.
Right, he wasn't necessarily a
What?
He wasn't necessarily the Talmud Chacham.
He wasn't the chief rabbi.
No, he was the exilarch. He was the political position. Okay. So now you have this idea. We mentioned this idea of shishi, right? Rava mentioned before that when you have a mixture of iser v'heter, and if we can't tell, we can't taste it because it's either mimimino, we don't have a kefela, so then we have to measure it based on the mixture, and if it's 60 to 1. So now the Gemara is going to explain what things in the pot count for that 60 to try to nullify the one kazayas that came in. So, right, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanina says, Kishahein Misha'arin, when they measure, right, when they measure, Misha'arin, you don't just take the item itself, Misha'arin Birotev, you take the sauce or the liquid that's involved also, you calculate that in, Ubekifa. Kifa, they seem to be small little pieces of meat or the spices that are inside. Ubechatichos, and the actual pieces of meat that are mutter. Ubekedera, and the pot itself. I don't understand how you do that. What does that mean with the pot itself? But it's a large shear now that you have. You have a huge amount of items to use to measure against the one kazayas that of Isser that fell in. Rashi says, "Kishim Mishayin, Isser Bekshishim, Mishayin also Sheyabo Echa Mishishim Berote Bekito Chatichos Bekdera." Okay, that's all thing. Ika the Amri. Some say, "Was it mean Bekdera?" Some say Bekdera Atzma, the pot itself. That I guess, I don't know. Maybe there are holes or whatever. Bekdera Atzma, the Ika the Amri, and the others say, "No, B'may Debala Kedera." Only what the pot absorbed. You must have whatever you needed to happen, and you know how much was in the pot beforehand and what absorbed. So that was absorbed, which is heter, is going to come out also, and that what comes out, what's pulling from the walls, will also count to in the measurement to nullify what the isser that came in. Rashi says, "B'may the bala kedera." Look at this long as Rashi. Imra inuhu. If we saw kishenafol sham kodem shenit ma'it. That we saw something else fall in, va'anu misharin also la'achar shenisbasa l'kamoshen nafal sham. We add whatever came fell inside as well. Okay, Rashi explains how you go about doing that. So that's the idea. What you have? So do you have a larger amount of items that you can use to measure against the issue that came in? Is it much larger, meaning the pot itself, or is it just the what was bolea in the pot that's coming that comes out? Okay. So now the Mishnah is going back. The Gemara is going to talk back and say that you're talking about a case now where the gid hanasha you cooked the gid hanasha with the thigh, and now I don't have a kvela. I have no one to ask. So we have to measure the gid, right? The Mishnah said you measure the gid as if the gid is a piece of meat, and the yerech as if it's the lefes, if it's the turnip, and you check if this amount that went into each other whether it would transfer the taste. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says in the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurim Shevetorah, all Yisurim Shevetorah. And Rashi says all except for the Gidon Asha, because the Gidon Asha we just gave a different measurement. Kol Yisurim Shevetorah, Misha'arinon Ki Ilu Hein Batzel V'Kaflot. We could determine and make a determination as whether or not the taste transferred is if we view them like onions and leek. Rashi says, Misha'arinon. Osam ki ilu a iser butzel o kaflo. We view whether the iser that went in, what the amount of iser that went in, do we view it like onions or leek? The ilu hayanosing tam beheter zeshen spashni mol osro. We know how much heter we had in the pot. We just followed the instructions. We followed the recipe. Now this piece fell in. We saw the piece fall in. The piece is this big. So, okay, let's figure. If this amount of onion fell in, would you taste the onion? If yes, the pot is usser. If no, the pot is mutter. We just said shishim, he's giving a different share. I'm not sure. Okay. Call it to the door. Machine like ilu butzo v'kaflo. Rashi says?
Because it says here in the
article
that the shishim was established later than Rabbi Yochanan. At that time, they didn't have this yet.
Okay.
That's
interesting, though, because they mentioned also, the Gemara said the other day, though, that all these shiurim are halacha moshe b'sinai. Right, did we have that yesterday?
Apparently not
Peshishim. Yeah. Apparently not Peshishim according to the art scroll.
Yes.
But who does he quote? Does he quote anybody? I'm curious.
Yeah. It's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah.
Okay. Okay.
Rashi
in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Okay. Okay. All right. So here we're saying that we're Meshayim with this onion. Right? Rashi says, Bahachi Suri lo motzi limit aminu ka'amar. If you go mimbamino. We're talking about a case where you can't taste it. Inami she'eno mino di sur like a fela. Okay. And right, Rashi is right here. Vakati lo ifsak hilchasam shishabah. He's right here. And up to this point, okay, perfect. Right, thanks, Marcel. Up to this point, we didn't pass in the halacha b'shishim. Right here, Rashi, right here. Not good. Okay. So Amale, right, you see the halacha is a development, Mati. So Amale, Rabbi Avale Abaye.
So, he needs to tell me that.
Right? Only can preach as converted. So Amale, Rabbi Avale Abaye. So Rabbi Avale says to Abaye, why are you using a leek and an onion? Ulisharinu bepilpolin v'tavlin. Use pepper and spices. Dafilu be'elef lo batel. If you randomly you're choosing onions and leek, Ayin Dalik had the possibility of you know, not being tasted in the pot. What if I used pepper and spices? Those never get batel. You'll taste them all the time, and then nothing will ever become batel. So he says, Amrale, he says, no, Shi'uru chachamim de'ein no sein tam be'isurim yotem yibatzel be'kaflot. It's not random. They had some sort of tested, and they said that that's, no, that the thing that it tastes like, I'm not sure, it's only up to Rasha Shi'urim chachamim, ein be'isurim no sein tam yotem yibatzel be'kaflot. It's not considered a real taste that transfers to give no sein tam up to an onion and a leek. Beyond that, it's just too powerful or whatever. That's not a fair comparison, I guess. Okay. Fine. There are lots of notes here. All right. The people who learn you every day, I must have a field day with all this stuff. Okay. Before, we mentioned that all these surim, that we mentioned the idea of shishin. I guess we're talking after Rav Yochanan, we mentioned the idea of shishin. Rav said the idea of shishin. So the Gemara now is going to ask simply, when we say 1 to 60, does the 1 count as a 60? Meaning, is it 1 to 59, or is it 1 to 60? And you have to 60 pieces of Isser, or only 59 pieces? Because we didn't say, it just said Shishim. I kept saying 1 to 60. But does Shishim mean 1 to 60, or does Shishim mean 1 to 59? So, Amar Rav Nachman, Gid B'Shishim. Gid B'Shishim, the Ein Gid Min HaMinyan. So the Gid HaNashid, a Gid HaNashid that gets mixed up with other things, or maybe it's the Shuman of the Gid, it's B'Shishim. And the gid is part of the minyan, meaning I only need 50. What? The ain gid min a minyan. The gid is not meaning this. I mean, right.
61. Correct. It has to be above 61. Above whatever that number is.
Right. So you have to have exactly. You have to have 60. You have to have 60 pieces plus the gid is one. Correct. Rashi says ain gid min minyan. The first white line. The ba'inan shishim. The heter levad mine. Besides that, you need it. But when it comes to the kechal, I believe, is the udder. The udder, the problem is, there's milk inside the udder. The kechal, it's shishim, also shishim, v'kechal min aminyan. But the kechal counts. Beitza, you have an isser egg, an egg that's usser, it's b'shishim, it's also 60. The ain beitza minyan, but that non-kosher egg doesn't count, and therefore you would need 60 other eggs. So what's going on with the kechal? So Rashi says here, Aval kechal, Rashi says, hoel u'min heterhu. The kechal itself is something that's mutter. The im nizbashel im basar, mashivin le b'shishin wahadididei. Therefore, it's more mekel. Because the kechal itself is something that's mutter to eat. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to cut it open and remove the milk, but something that's you're allowed to eat, so therefore we're going to be mekel. But the beitza of an of tameh, since itself is something that's tameh to begin with, you're going to require more. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Amr of Yitzhak bar Berei de Rav Misharsha u kechal atzmo. The kechal itself is asr. The kechal itself, you can't eat it. Rashi says, why not? Why can't you eat the udder? Shahrei ha-basar nasan botam. Right? V'hu lo nosan tam ha-basar lifnei shemu ha-haya. When it comes to the kechal itself is asr because there's chalav that's inside the humos in the udder. Now even though the kechal atzmo, you can't taste, I guess, the chalav inside, and the chalav is so small that chalav inside the chal is not going to transfer into, if I cook the chal with other things, it's not going to transfer. Nevertheless, the chal itself is asr, and therefore, e nafal the kadeir acheres usher. If the chal itself falls into another pot that doesn't have 60 against the chal, then the whole pot is going to be asr. Because even though the chal can become batel, it itself is asr. Amar of Ashi, same question we had. Ki avina be Rav Kahana. When I was in the house of Rav Kahana, I ba'ilon, we had a suffix. Ki misharina. When we do the 60 against the kachal, b'didei misharinan, is to have o b'maydi nafik minei misharinan. Do we have to have the 60 against the entire udder, the entire site, which is a much bigger amount? O b'maydi nafik minei misharinan. Oh, we only need 60 against the chalav that's inside. Because the only thing that's asring the pot now is that small piece of chalav. Meaning, do we view the chal entirely as a piece of isser? Or only what's the milk that's inside the chal? And I mean, it's a much smaller amount to be mevatel the milk. So he says, pshita, simple, obviously, the b'didei misharinan lay, that we do against the entire chal. The e b'mod nafik minei, because if we're only going to try to do it against what is inside, what the milk that's absorbed inside and came out, minayadinan. How do we know how much milk is in the udder? When did you shef the cow? How much udder was, how much, you can never know. You can't make a determination. So therefore, we're going to be machmir, and we're going to go and say they have to have 60 against the entire udder. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, elameyata, if that's the case, nafal the kedera acheres lo yesar. If that's the case, then if a chal falls into another pot, right, how does this work? If the chal, the udder falls into another pot, and that other pot doesn't have 60 against the chal, what's the case? It falls into a second pot, I think. Right, it fell into one pot. Where's Rashi in a second? Elameyat the hol ubididei misharinon ha ipto kul a shahalach kol asro betavshil the I love hachi and my boy shishi kamol school the cave in the kulu batalei nafuk they were cheres lo al yes. I'm not sure. So what's he saying? What's the case? It falls into one pot into a second pot.
Yeah, treated like it fell into another pot.
So elameyat say again.
It was cooked in one
pot.
So all the milk came out.
And then it falls into another pot, it shouldn't be usher.
Right.
So he says, so the cave of the Amar of Yitzhak bar Bered of Mishashu, Khal Atzmo usher. But he says the Khal is usher, Shavina Rabbanaka Chiticha de Nevela. When we say that the Khal itself is usher, what ends up happening is that we say that we view the Khal as one piece of Nevela. The entire item is considered a piece of Isser, so it doesn't become necessarily Batal, you have to be Vatal against the whole thing. You have to have another thing that would have another piece of 60 to be vatal it. Right? Yeah, because it's a chaticha nas levela. Rabbanim viewed it as if the entire udder was a piece of levela, therefore the entire piece is usser, therefore you have to have 60 against that entire piece. That's why it'll even be usser in the second tarovis, unless in the second mixture there's a 60 against the entire thing. Okay, we'll stop here by the debates on the bottom. Okay.